CRI News, I'm Wen Jie. Chinese lawmakers have ratified the creation of the Asian Infrastructure Investment Bank. The National People's Congress Standing Committee have green-lighted the AIIB agreement at its current bi-monthly session this Wednesday. The Chinese-backed AIIB is meant to help finance infrastructure across Asia. Among the bank's 57 prospective founding members, 54 had signed the agreement, and the other three are expected to sign before the end of this year. The establishment of AIIB is slated for the end of 2015. Three Chinese naval vessels have arrived at a U.S. naval station in the U.S. state of Florida. The vessels are set to take part in a joint military exercise with the U.S. Navy later this week. The visit by the Chinese Navy comes on the heels of last week's move by the Pentagon to sail one of the U.S. Navy's ships within 12 nautical miles of Chinese-held territory in the Nansha Islands. China's Fox Hunt 2015 campaign has helped police capture more than 600 suspects abroad. The Ministry of Public Security said they were captured or brought to justice in 63 overseas countries or regions during the campaign, which began in April this year. 32 of them were seized over 10 years after they fled. The Fox Hunt 2015 is part of China's Skynet operation. People captured included 78 wanted by the country's disciplinary or procuratorial agencies for suspicions of duty-related crimes such as corruption. Si Xianmin, board chairman of China Southern Airlines, is under investigation for suspected severe violation of discipline. The Communist Party of China Central Commission for Discipline Inspection made the announcement on Wednesday. Si is also the president and deputy party chief of China Southern Air Holding Company. China has donated 18 double-cabin pickups and security equipment worth $537,000 to the Kenya Wildlife Service. It is aimed to strengthen wildlife protection in national parks. The donation is part of the promises made by Chinese Premier Li Keqiang when he visited Kenya in May 2014. China has started a training program that will enable both Kenyan and Chinese officials to learn conservation efforts. Canada's Liberal Party leader Justin Trudeau has sworn into office as the country's 23rd Prime Minister. Trudeau, the eldest son of former Prime Minister Pierre Trudeau, is the second youngest person to be sworn in as Prime Minister in the country's history. He has already laid out the major planks of his economic plan, including running 3 years of budget deficits and boosting infrastructure spending in a bid to stimulate Canada's flagging economy. At least 18 people have been killed and many more trapped when a factory collapsed on Wednesday near the eastern Pakistan city of Lahore. Senior local government official Mohammad Usman said on the scene that rescue workers have recovered 75 injured people and 18 dead bodies. Rescue worker Kashif Nazir was quoted on media outlets that around 150 people were feared trapped under the rubble. The accident happened when laborers were doing construction work at the fourth story of the building. The reason behind the accident is not known yet. German Foreign Minister Frank-Walter Steinmeier has announced plans to contribute another 75 million euro to the UN World Food Programme to help cover winter needs of migrants arriving in Europe. In September, Germany had made a 100 million euro commitment during the UN General Assembly debate. The country has become a final destination for migrants and refugees from the Middle East, Asia, and Africa. It expects between 800,000 and 1 million asylum seekers this year, twice as many as in any previous year. German officials stepped up the pressure on Volkswagen to clean up its act on Wednesday. This came after news reports revealed Volkswagen had understated the fuel consumption of some vehicles, opening a new front in the crisis at Europe's biggest car maker. German Transport Minister Alexander Dobrindt said the Volkswagen emission cheating scandal has also affected some 98,000 petrol vehicles. The Organization for Economic Cooperation and Development warned that Brazil must take further action to clean up the environment even amid a worsening economy. Secretary General of the OECD, Angel Gurria, said Brazil is destroying huge area of rainforest despite major conservation progress. For CRI, I'm Wen Jie.